This is huge. Radio. 700 Hunter's all dressed up in his shirt and tie and all, going, what he's done wrong? Another court case for Hunter. No, nightmare. It's another Sunday word moment. Right, so this Thursday, I'm going to be telling you, by the way, how you can cycle the full length of Ireland with Marie Curie, or you can go trekking in the Smoky Mountains in America, raising money for Marie Curie. But this Thursday, in association with BT, it's the BT Shop for Change. So this Thursday, I think it's going to be over 100 BT volunteers are going to be in the shops, in all the Marie Curie shops across Northern Ireland. We'll tell you what they are very shortly. Already we've raised over £265,000 for Marie Curie. And this year they've got the support of none other than Irish and Ulster rugby legend Rory Best. Come on!
That's very good, thanks.
First of all, we'll talk a wee bit of rugby before we get into what you're here about Friday night.
Yeah, it's obviously very disappointing not to win. Look, I think it's a long season. Unfortunately, you can't win them all. I think the important thing for us is that we move on and we improve. You know, we've talked this season about trying to continually improve every week. And I think just from last week to this week, we didn't really see a marked improvement. We struggled a little bit against the Ospreys at times, and we took a little bit into Connacht. Maybe just because we got off the hook a little bit against the Ospreys, we just sort of thought we'd go on and it would be the same again. But we now, having lost, we need to make a big change. We need to improve again. And going into Europe this weekend, there's a lot of pressure on away from home to try to get a performance and a result. And that little bit of pressure will hopefully push us on to get an improved performance.
Now, looking forward to Sunday. Before that, though, you have got involved with the Marie Curie charity in association with BT, who are the official communications partner with Ulster Rugby. Obviously, this Thursday, we're doing something that's a load of fun, though, to raise a load of cash as well.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's such a great organisation, and I think this Thursday it's the BT Shop for Change. So it's sort of, it's a big initiative, and I think if anyone can get down to one of the 10 shops on Thursday, and really if either bring down some of your unwanted items or go down and try to pick up a bargain, you know, have a bit of crack, look around, try to sort of see what there is. And look, it's all for a great cause and all that money. And this is the fifth year they've been doing it in association with BT, and they have raised over £260,000, which is obviously a massive amount.
So it's this Thursday, there are 10 shops, BT. If you're going to get on Twitter and get involved in this, the hashtag is BT Shop for Change. If you want to get involved and find out where all the shops are, we'll tell you that in a wee minute, but you can also go to btireland.com/shopforchange, where, so as you say, we're asking people to bring their old stuff back, bring their old Tommy Bow items that they no longer wear.
Yeah, absolutely. Get the Tommy Bow stuff down, and you can get down there and get a bargain. You know, if you don't want to go into the shop and give Tommy full price for them, you know, get down to the shops on Thursday and you might be able to pick up something a bit cheaper.
Exactly. The shops again: Ballyhackamore, Banbridge, Dunmurry, Hollywood, Newry, Portadown, Lisburn Road, Botanic, where I'm going to be on Thursday with us. Special guest, Belmont Road, Craigie Road, and Strumless. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us your time. And of course, it is for a huge cause. Maybe we can get up past the 300,000 plus mark with BT and Marie Curie. Thank you very much, Ireland and Ulster legend Rory Best.
Yay!
Thanks, Stephen. I'm Rory Best, and I wake up to Stephen and Kate on Northern Ireland's best breakfast show on Q Radio.